Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend John Bradbury back on the show. John is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's an entrepreneur, an investor, a counselor to small business owners who are so fortunate to have him available to them. He's the author of six Secrets to Startup Success. Don't miss that up. How to Turn Your Entrepreneurial Passion into a Thriving Business. And he's our good friend, John Bradbury. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you. It's good to have you back. You know, John, one of the things that that I believe is the biggest challenge for most small business owners, most entrepreneurs, is getting out of their own way. And on many levels, on a decision-making level, on a performance level, on an introspection level, on an ego level, there's so many ways that we become our own worst enemy. We trip ourselves up. If you were going to spend some time, trying to get better, it would do all of us, and I'm putting myself in this category. I've made all the mistakes. I've got all the tripwires in front of me. I've laid all of them out there in front of me. I'm the best at it. There's a little time in being introspective about ourselves. What do you think?
Well, I think that's a great point, especially at this time of year. For me, at least, it's a natural time to come up for air, to reflect on how the past year has gone, obviously think about what's going to occur in the new year and what I need to be doing in the next year to drive the growth of my business. So when we studied entrepreneurs over many, many different types of industries, two truths came up or were identified. One, as the founder goes, so goes the business.
Yep.
You are the engine.
You're the alpha member.
Operator. That's right. You're either the driving growth factor or you're the limiting factor. And two, building a great business always takes longer than you first plan or first hope. Almost to a case, businesses take longer, and you need to be in terms of your mentality for the long haul.
This
question of staying power, how much gas do you have in your tank, and are you bringing your best, are really critical questions.
My friend Mark Allen, who's a great publishing entrepreneur, he told us 15 years ago, he said, I started out with a five-year plan. It took me 10 years. Took him 10 years to work his five-year plan. and that's a pretty darn good rule of thumb, isn't it? I mean, look at how many times, John, have you started something, you came up with a budget, you got started, and by the time you finished it, it was double what you expected.
That's right.
How many times did you start out and you thought, look, this will take about a week, and it took 2 weeks? I mean, folks, in small business, maybe it's just in the marketplace, John, my rule of thumb is whatever I think is going to cost and take, I double it.
That's right.
And if I can't live with that, I don't do it.
That's right. Well, the downside of coming up short, either with capital or not having the time to deliver, is much greater on underestimating it than the downside of thinking it's going to take longer and then executing effectively. So the real question about how well, three basic questions in terms of assessing your own readiness to grow your business as a founder. One is, how clear are you about where you're going? So that's an intellectual exercise. How is your energy and your health? And that gets into the physical, nutritional, spiritual, whatever it is that it takes for you to restore your best self and bring your best self to your business? And then the third question is, what kinds of key relationships are around you and how well are those working in support of your goals?
And you know, that last part there is so important, John, because there have been so many times when I really was having a hard time with, you know, in my own business. And if it hadn't been, if I couldn't look around me and see success in other areas, like with family and friends, mm-hmm. I would have really felt like a big failure. If it hadn't been for those relationships, those things sort of grounded me to keep me from, you know, from sort of imploding on myself.
That's right.
Yeah.
And too many entrepreneurs identify with their business.
Yeah. And we all do that, but you just got to be careful. That's a rabbit hole that can take you down. John, hang on to that thought. John Bradbury and I will be right back. It's 20 Tail. He'll have more smart perspectives that, like this, like these, right after this break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.